From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Monday, May 24th, 2021. Happy birthday, sweetheart. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries listening in to your daily tough love kvetchathon from San Francisco, California. Yay. How are you doing, new listeners? Welcome, regular listeners. I hope everyone is doing well today. This is your Monday Leaf Rack Report. Yeah, the Leaf Rack Report. I like that name, Leaf Rack Report. It sounds very like dun-dun-dun, like a news show, like the Drudge Report. Nope, not like the Drudge Report. Let me just pause right there. Well, today's Leaf Rack Report, I'm demystifying the fact that the street junkies in San Francisco are not above the law. What's going on now is the citizens are being brainwashed to bend over backwards and to excuse all the dehumanization.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
The abhorrent antisocial behaviors from the contingent of street junkies. New listeners, that's a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. San Francisco has a drug-dealing apocalypse, which has begat the junkie apocalypse. Yes, indeed. I'm only living here since the 1980s. What do I know about it, right? Well, fentanyl has changed the game. My point is, I'm here to give you a counter-narrative. What a lot of liberals do and a lot of men tend to do this. They want people like me or women, we are supposed to excuse all the antisocial behaviors of the junkies because, quote, they have mental illness, quote unquote, eye roll gag. Listen, I don't care about the junkies' mental illness. I'm not their therapist. They need to be committed, and the city isn't doing it. I am not going to put a junkie on a pedestal saying, oh my God, let me forgive them for breaking into buildings, breaking into cars, defecating on the streets, fighting people, beating people up, harassing women, making life just completely as antisocial as possible. San Francisco is no longer a top-tier city. If you believe that, just come out and see for your own self. See for yourself. Head of the monster is Mayor London Breed. Whoops, I mean London Breed. Personal story about junkies. I was related to one. They are dead. When I got the call that they died, I couldn't even cry. This is a biological relative. I couldn't cry. You know why I didn't cry? Because that junkie, every time I went back to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my hometown, that junkie gave me hell. Growing up, when this person became a junkie, back in the 80s, they gave me hell. You know why they gave me hell? Because I never gave them a penny. I didn't enable them. I didn't coddle them. I'm like, oh, poor them. It was none of that. It was tough love all the way from me. Tough love because I knew what was going to happen. And what happened? This person was a one-person wrecking ball through our family. All right, a one-person wrecking ball. Their kids right now, adult children, they could definitely be living better lives because their custodial parent was a junkie. I would go back to Milwaukee. This person would do stupid stuff like kick me under the table. When people wouldn't see, throw things at me when people couldn't see. These silly, immature, psychotic junkies are demonic. When I say a junkie, I'm talking about a hardcore narcotics addict. If you're taking meth every day, smoking crack every day, smoking fentanyl, dropping hardcore pain pills by the handful, you are a junkie and you are making somebody's life hell.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
So we citizens of San Francisco, Commie Fornaye, are supposed to say, well, Have empathy and compassion for our dehumanizers. Let them do whatever they want because they are mentally ill. Junkies, no. And San Francisco is the collateral damage. Junkies robbing Walgreens blind, yeah. Some of it is organized crime rings. The ones I see are hardcore middle-aged junky jerk males stealing whatever the heck they want. The ones that I know breaking into the cars in a tenderloin are the junkies.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
People who have just moved into San Francisco, people who live in districts that are less impacted by junkies. So they're trying to tell people like me, who live in the Tenderloin, that I'm supposed to bend over backwards for a demon with a psychotic drug addiction on their back because they're, quote, mentally ill. Never mind everything I've been through, my personal trauma, which I have not even begun to share with the public. Everybody's got problems, world, and nobody's problems are bigger than anybody else's. Prince Harry. Yeah, Prince Harry reminds me of these junkies. You're supposed to bend over backwards for them. Well, they're a wrecking ball. Prince Harry is a wrecking ball, and so are the junkies of San Francisco. Can't stand that dude dissing his family. He needs to shut the F up. By the way, I could go really, really deep about the junkies that have been in my family and my personal experiences, which color my reality today, in which I do have tough love, because coddling a junkie is not going to stop them. Showing them empathy, they are not normal. They are not normal. They're in need of treatment. Treating them like they're normal, special people to be coddled like a delicate baby leaves everyone their collateral damage. Hey, very, very good vent I just did right there. Ooh, I feel really good. I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Who sang that? The King of Soul, James Brown. Well, everybody, thank you, new listeners, my regular listeners. Mwah. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe, San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.